弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
在我们开始早上信息以前，我想我们仍然在这里要提起一个特别代祷的事情。
Before we start our sermon, we want to mention something for intercession.
我想所有在电脑网络上的弟兄姊妹都已经知道。
I believe all brothers and sisters who are on the net already know.
我们亲爱的弟兄嘉荣弟兄，他这个礼拜被医生诊断，他得了肝癌。胰脏癌跟肝癌。
Our beloved brother Jia Rong, he has been diagnosed by doctor this week as having pancreas and liver cancer.
所以我们非常希望弟兄姊妹在最近的家庭的生活里面和个人的祷告中，常常纪念我们亲爱的弟兄。
We hope that all of us will remember our beloved brother in our daily meeting and your prayer.
我们真是在主里面，我们是一家的人。
Because in the Lord we are all family.
一个肢体受苦，全身一同受苦。
When one member suffers, the whole body suffers.
一个肢体得荣耀，我们全身就一同快乐。
When one member is glorified, the whole body rejoices.
他昨天傍晚已经出院回家。
Yesterday evening, he's already discharged from the hospital.
他现在是一方面接受化学药物的治疗，一方面也有一些其他营养的疗法。
And he's now being treated with chemotherapy as well as other natural herbal treatments.
但是我们知道真正的医治来自于全能的神。
But we know that the real healing comes from the Almighty God.
我们每一个人的生命气息、动作、存留都在全能者的手中。
All our life and our movement and our breath are in the hands of this Almighty God.
当他时候未到的时候，任何的环境不能取去我们的生命。
Before it's due time, nothing can take away our life.
在他的时候到的时候，我们没有一个人可以存留自己。
But if it's the time, none of us can save us.
我们伏在他施恩的宝座前。
So we surrender before this Almighty throne.
我们在一起将我们的弟兄交在主的手中。
Once again, we commit our brother in our Lord's hand.
所以在开始信息之前，好不好？请弟兄姊妹都站起来，我们一起有一个祷告。
How about let's stand up and pray before the sermon.
我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven,
我们亲爱的救主。
Our dear Savior,
我们一同来到你施恩的宝座前。
We all come before your mercy throne.
我们谢谢主耶稣在十字架上为我们付了赎价。
We thank you that on the cross you have paid the redemption.
因着你所受的刑罚，叫我们得平安。
Because of your suffering, we receive peace.
因着你所受的鞭伤，你应许我们可以得到医治。
And because of your stripes, you promise us healing.
今天不论医生怎样的诊断，他的病情是怎样的严重。
Regardless how the doctor diagnosed how serious the situation is.
我们知道我们亲爱的弟兄，他的生命在你的手中。
We know that the life of our brother is in your hands.
全能的神，我们在这里仰望你的怜悯和祝福。
Almighty God, we look upon for your mercy and blessing.
垂听你儿女们的祷告。
Listen to the prayer of your children.
让那运行在他里面圣灵的大能和复活的生命。在这里吞噬他一切的死亡。
So that the great power that's working in him and the resurrection life is, will eat up the death in him.
教会也奉主的名在这里断开他一切的锁链。
And in Jesus' name, the church commands all bondages to be broken.
我们也奉你的名斥责一切的疾病。
And in your name, we rebuke all sickness.
神的儿子在他的身上来掌权。
And the Son of God will reign on him.
为他除去一切魔鬼的作为。
And withDestroy all the work of the enemy.
坚固我弟兄和众人的信心。
Strengthen my brother and all of us our faith.
将那出人意外的平安赐给他。
And grant him the peace that surpasses all understanding.
将那最深的安息赐给他。
And grant him the deepest rest.
我们将他整个恢复治疗的过程交在你的手中。
We commit the whole process of healing and recovering into your hands.
为我们阻挡一切伤害他身体的任何药物和食物。
Please block out anything that will harm him.
调度万事，将最好的来为你的儿女效力。
And make all things work for your child.
让我亲爱的弟兄在众人的祷告和你的眷顾中，能够越来越康复起来。
So that our brother's situation will get better and better through our prayers.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名在这里祈求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
今天早上我们继续讲与主更亲爱主更深。
This morning we continue this series to be nearer to the Lord and more deeper love to the Lord.
我们剩下最后两个题目，侍奉神和荣耀神。
We have two topics remain, to serve God and to glorify God.
今天早晨我们要讲到来侍奉神。
This morning we're talking about serving God.
弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到侍奉的时候，我们里面常常有一个错误的观念。
We often have this misunderstanding when we talk about serving God.
当我们一讲到侍奉，我们就以为是要去做事情。
Whenever we talk about serving God, we think of doing something for God.
我们一讲到侍奉，就想到神家有这么多的事物等着我们去做。
Whenever we talk about serving God, we think of all these things remain undone at church.
是的，的确侍奉神很多的时候是透过这些事物我们来侍奉神。
Indeed, a lot of times we serve God through doing things.
但是整个侍奉真正的意义，
But the real meaning of serving God,
讲到我们今天站在一个蒙恩人的地位，
is that we stand on this blessed saved position.
今天站在一个仆人的地位上，
as a servant,
我们侍立在这位全能伟大的神面前，
we stand before this almighty God,
我们整个的心在他的身上，
and our heart is on him,
我们一生愿意奉献在他的手中，
we're willing to commit our life into his hands,
让他的旨意能够在我们身上成就出来，
so that his will be done on us,
让他的旨意能够透过我们成就出来，
and his will be done through us.
所以当他叫我们去做什么的时候，我们就顺服去做。
So whenever he commands us to do, we obey.
当他不准我们做什么的时候，我们就侍立在他的面前。
And if he forbids us from doing anything, we shall stand still.
所以真的侍奉不见得一定是做事情。
So the real service does not necessarily mean to do something.
真的侍奉是讲到我们这个人侍立在神的面前，随时预备来满足他，照着他的旨意而行。
So the real service refers to that we stand before him and ready to be called by him.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在新约圣经里面讲到侍奉，
So in the New Testament, whenever it talks about service,
有两个很重要的字。
The two terms are very important.
中文都翻译作侍奉或是服侍。
For Chinese, it's all translated as to serve.
一个就是真的讲到像在殿里面或是在祭坛面前的这些的所谓的侍奉。
One refers to the service in sanctuary or temples.
但是另外一方面，那个动词讲到侍奉的时候，特别讲到我们像奴仆一样的在这里侍候主人。
Another word is to wait upon the master as a servant.
而这个字的名词根本就是奴隶。
And then actually, this it actually refers to slaves.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到侍奉的时候，我们一定要先认清楚我们自己的身份。
So whenever we talk about serving God, we have to know who we are.
今天讲到他是那位荣耀的主。
He is the glorious Lord.
我们是他的仆人。
And we are his slaves.
我们这一生都是属于他的。
We belong to him all our days.
当我们被造的时候，就是为了要来侍奉他、荣耀他。
We were created to serve him and to glorify him.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到侍奉的时候，我们一定要觉得不是只是外面做一件事情。
So when we talk about service, to please do not just think about doing something for him.
我是站在一个神仆人的地位上，我侍立在这位又真又活伟大的神面前。
But yet it's to stand and wait before this living and true God.
好，弟兄姊妹，仆人侍立在主人的面前，他的全神都在他主人的身上。
So when a servant stands before his master, all his attention is on the master.
主人的一个眼神，一个手势，他马上知道主人要什么。
And he will understand what the master means through the eyes and movement of the hand.
那个夫妻默契够的，或是家教比较训练有素的啊。
And those couples who understand each other or the children who are being trained.
客人来或是有人在的时候，只要一个眼神，马上对方就知道要干嘛。
And then they always know whatever their spouse needs or their parents need in front of their guests.
因为他们中间有一个这么好的默契存在。
Because they have very good understanding between each other.
弟兄姊妹，诗篇123篇告诉我们仆人怎样仰望主人的手。
In Psalm 123 it says how the servant looks at the hands of the master.
使女怎样仰望祖母的手。
And how the maids look at the hands of their.
我们也照样仰望耶和华。
How the maids look at the hands of their mistress. And then that's the same way that we look upon.
他说坐在天上宝座上的主啊。
And the Lord who sits on the throne in heaven.
我向你举目。
I look at you.
这就是一个侍奉主的人。
And that is one who serves God.
不是我们叫了、催了、骂了、生气了，勉强去做一件事情了。
It's not that we do it out of being urged by someone.
弟兄姊妹，我们跟神之间有一个这么深的关系，这么亲近的关系，他要什么？ 我们一看就知道了。
It's because we have this deep and close relationship with the Lord. We understand His needs.
弟兄姊妹，这是神要盼望得到的侍奉。
And this is the type of service that God desires.
侍奉太重要了。
So important to serve.
它是我们最大的本分。
And that is our duty.
它也是我们最大的福分。
And it's also our greatest blessing.
它是一件最卑微的身份。
It is a very humble position.
它也是一个最尊贵的身份。
Yet this is also the most glorious.
为什么我说他需要最卑微呢
？Why is that? It has to be the most humble.
什么时候我们不降卑在神的面前，我们就不配来摸神的侍奉。
Whenever we do not humble ourselves before God, we're not worthy to serve Him.
因为我们是在侍奉他，不是在做事情。
Because we're serving Him, not doing something.
为什么我们说他是最尊贵的呢
？Why do we say that it is the most glorious?
弟兄姊妹，圣经上告诉我们，我们是君尊的祭司。
Because the Bible tells us that we are the holy priesthood.
英文甚至翻译说我们像王一样那么尊贵的一个祭司
It's like we are so royal and holy
弟兄姊妹这是神给我们一个太大的身份
And this is a glorious position
在这万王之王万主之主的面前我们可以自由进出我们可以侍立在他的面前
We can go in and out freely before this King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and we can stand before him
我们在座有没有任何人看过任何一个国家的元首 face to face 见到他的
Has any one of us seen the leader of any nation face to face?
有没有人被一个君王请过吃饭的？一个元首请过吃饭的？
Have any of us been invited by a leader of a nation?
我爸爸被请过几次啊。
My dad.
其他就没有了啊。我们可能远远看到过君王。
Maybe we have seen a leader from far away.
啊，那我们只有一位啊。跟君王吃过饭，跟元首吃过饭。
And only one of us has been had meal with a leader of a nation.
来，弟兄姊妹，神赐给我们一个君尊祭司的职分。
But what the position God has given us is a holy priesthood.
弟兄姊妹，天使在主的面前不敢正眼看主。
Do you know that the angels do not dare to look at the Lord face to face?
约柜上面的基督伯必须要用翅膀遮着他的头，不能够看神的。
The cherubims on the ark has to cover their face so that they will not look at God.
弟兄姊妹，我们确实在王的面前过生活。
But yet we live before the presence of our King.
神给我们一个大的尊贵的身份，叫做君尊的祭司。
Because He has given us a glorious position, it's called the holy priesthood.
弟兄姊妹，这样子的信息，今天我们可能都听过，但是我们的心却常常不知道宝贝它。
We probably all have heard of this message, but then we seldom treasure it.
所以这是为什么在以西结书四十四章，神借着先知说，当以色列百姓都走迷的时候。
That's why the Lord said in Ezekiel chapter 44, when the Israelites were lost.
啊，这祭司利未人撒都的子孙，他们仍然侍立在我的面前。
Yeah, the priests and the Levites and the
他们在殿里面侍奉亲近我
and then they still stand before me and then they serve me and then they draw close
弟兄姊妹在这一个世代的里面人常常从神的旨意中走迷掉了
but yet in this generation we often go astray from God's will
我们常常从神给我们一个尊贵的身份里面我们滑跌出来
we often depart from this royal position that God has given us
当神说当神的百姓都走迷的时候
but then God says when the people of God go astray
在那里还是有一般的人他们侍立在神的面前
but yet there were still a group of people who stood before God
这一般人在神的眼中生何等的宝贵
And how God treasure these group of people
弟兄姊妹我们求神提升我们
May the Lord help us
你看我们从小读书过五关斩六将来到美国读到学位找到工作不过就是侍奉一个老板对不对
See, all the way from childhood we study very hard and then we work so hard until today that we get to serve a boss
但是圣经上告诉我们一个人不能侍奉两个主
But then the Bible tells us no one can serve two masters.
我们要知道我们真正侍奉的其实是那位伟大的神。
We have to know that the one we truly serve is the Almighty God.
今生的工作我们是在世做寄居做客旅的。
We are but strangers and sojourners in this world.
地上不过是我们的副业弟兄姊妹。
So the vocation that we have is just our second job.
我们每一个人的正业就是祭司是要侍奉神的。
Our real job is a God's priest.To serve God.
所以尼弟兄告诉我们，不管你是医生也好，你是律师也好，你是厨师也好，什么事都好，但是那都是我们的副业。
So Brother Watchman tells us, even if you are a doctor, a lawyer, or a cook, it's just your second job.
我们的正业是侍奉神。
Your real job is to serve God.
弟兄姊妹，道理我们很容易明白啊。
We all understand this, don't we?
但当我们在生活里面的时候，我们常常活在眼睛里面。
But then when we live in our life, we often live by sight.
我们一个不要说大老板，那个小老板的眼神都让我们晚上睡不着觉。
Even our supervisor would cause us to lose sleep.
啊，我刚来加州二十年前，我在美国银行上班了。
About 20 years ago, I worked for Bank of America.
我的老板 section manager 他上面是 vice president
the man above my section manager is the VP vice president
那个 VP 平常神气活现的
and then he's very, a very arrogant man
常常在公司里面她是一个女的很神气很神气的一个
sorry it's a lady and she's rather arrogant
非常 bossy
she was rather bossy
有一天呢我们公司我后来才知道美国银行光美国银行就2000个 VP
Later on I found out just within Bank of America there were like 2000 VP
有一天那个公司最高级的那个 VP 跑到我们这个 department 来视察
One day a senior VP came to my department
我坐在我的那个 cubicle 里面我就觉得说我的老板今天笑声怎么这么尴尬
Then in my cubicle I could hear the laughter of my boss and then it sounds rather strange
你发现他好乖然后讲话都是巴结讨好的话
and it seems like he behaved really well and then he was doing sweet talk
我好奇的这样伸出去一看看到他紧紧地跟在那个比他年轻西装笔挺的那个大VP旁边好乖好乖
out of curiosity I took a look and then he was following closely and humbly behind his boss
跟他平常从那个aisle走过去一路上交代这个交代那个指这个交代那个完全不一样
and she was rather different from other days
弟兄姊妹地上看得见的一个 authority 让我们心里面产生这么大的尊敬
and yet this is only an authority on earthYet it caused so much fear and respect.
我们何等需要主把一个简单的信心给我们。
How we need a simple faith from the Lord.
基督徒最需要的就是一个简单的信心。
What Christians need the most is a simple faith.
越简单的信心是越伟大的信心。
The simpler, the greater.
越简单的信心越能够把圣经上神一切的应许和要求那么实化在我们的生活中。
A simple faith can actualize.Bible's words in our life.
我们何等需要主开我们的眼睛，看见我们所侍奉的是谁。
How we need the Lord to open our eyes so that we get to see who we really serve.
我常说，当我们真见主的时候，一句话都不要告诉我们，我们趴在地上都觉得这么荣耀，我所信的神这么荣耀。
I often say that the day that we get to see the Lord, we do not have to be told. We will just prostrate before the Lord because He's so glorious.
而在那个惊讶和匍匐的里面，我们里面就会充满了懊悔。
And in that awe and surrender, we will be full of regret.
因为一切都成为眼见。
Because everything has become sight in sight.
主说那个没有看见就相信的，他是有福的。
But yet the Lord told us that blessed are those who believe and yet do not see.
只有我们今生还活在时间里面，还不能够亲眼看见主的时候，一切的信心有它真实的价值。
The faith is only valuable for us when we live in this world and everything is invisible.
见到主的时候不需要信心。
That day when we see the Lord, we do not need faith anymore.
一切都成为真的。
Everything becomes real.
弟兄姊妹，只有在我们今生的时候，我们需要主来提升我们的信心。
Only in this life that we need faith from the Lord.
我们带着虔诚敬畏的心，我们来侍奉神。
Let's serve God with respect and awe.
弟兄姊妹，这不仅仅讲到神给我们一个这么尊贵的身份。
Not only that we have this glorious position.
圣经上充满了侍奉神得到的祝福和神的喜悦。
The Bible also tells us so many different blessings that we get from serving God.
申命记十一章讲到他要为我们降下春雨和秋雨来。
Deuteronomy chapter 11 says he promises that to send down rain in its season.
他要在地里面为我们生出五谷、新酒和油来。
And then the earth will produce grain and new wine and oil.
换句话说，他要把天上的福、地里所出的福都赐给那些尽心尽心侍奉神的人。
In other words, he promised the blessings from heaven and earth to those who serve God with all their heart and with all their soul.
约翰福音十二章二十六节告诉我们，主说：“若有人服侍我，我的父必尊重他。”
And John chapter 12 verse 26 promised that whoever serves me, my Father will honor him.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等荣耀的事情！
What a glorious thing.
另外一方面我们也要提醒弟兄姊妹。
On the other hand, we need to be reminded.
今生我们活着是 我们唯一有机会好好学侍奉的机会。
And this today, our life in this life is our only chance to learn how to serve.
马拉基书第三章讲到有一天主要来。
Malachi chapter 3 tells us that one day the Lord will come.
当他回来的时候。
When he comes back.
他要做两样分别的工作。
He will do two things to separate.
第一个要把善跟恶的分别出来。
First, he will separate the good and evil.
这是我们通通能够了解的。
And this we all understand.
个人照着个人所行的或善或恶受报。
And he will reward everyone according to what they have done.
马拉基书第三章告诉我们他第二件分别的工作。
And Malachi chapter 3 tells us his second job to separate.
他要把侍奉神的和不侍奉神的把它分别出来。
He will separate those who serve God and those who don't.
好，弟兄姊妹，这是一件严肃的事情。
And this is a very serious matter.
因为每一样受造之物都有造他者的目的在里面。
Because every creation has its purpose when created.
而我们这一般人神造我们的时候更是带着一个伟大的目的来造我们。
And even more so, when we were created by God for a greater purpose.
以赛亚书43章告诉我们，我们是为了他的荣耀被造的。
Isaiah chapter 43 tells us that we were created for his glory.
我们的身份就是祭司，要来侍奉神的。
Our position is priest to serve God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都要起来侍奉神。
Therefore, all of us shall serve God.
先不管你在教会做了什么事情，弟兄姊妹，我们先要成为侍奉的人。
Let's not look at what you have done at church, but let's become a servant first.
神圣经上任何的话，每一句话都不改变的。
All God's words in Bible will never change.
将来分别的时候。
On that day when we are separated.
我们在座的每一个人。
Every one of us here.
历史上的每一个人。
And everyone in the human history.
One by one 经过他的宝座。
One by one will pass by his judgment seat.
没有人可以替你。
No one can take your place.
你说爸爸，你替我好不好？我不敢去。
You can say, Dad, can you take my place? I dare not go.
你不能跟你的弟兄说，弟兄，你帮我去，我不敢去。
You cannot ask your brother to go for you.
为什么以赛亚说我在审判的路上等候你？
That's why Isaiah says, I wait upon you on this way to judgment.
一面我们说这是最尊贵的一件事情。
So on one hand, we say that this is the most glorious thing.
另外一面又说到我们是最需要倒空卑微的一件事情。
On the other hand, it's something that we need to empty and humble ourselves the most.
一面我们说到侍奉是充满了福分的一件事情。
On one hand, we say that to serve God is full of blessing.
另外一面它又是我们最根本的本分的事情。
And yet, on the other hand, it's our basic duty.
一面是侍奉神是一个最喜乐的事情。
On one hand, it's the most joyful thing.
但是另外一面也告诉我们不侍奉神是一件最可怕的事情。
Yet, on the other hand, it is a very serious matter if we do not serve God.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都要来侍奉耶稣。
So every one of us shall serve Jesus.
让我们从主的正面一切的应许和他给我们的这个 honor 上，让我们来侍奉他。
So let's serve him with all these promises in our hands.
那我们这个要侍奉神，我们不是凭着我们自己就可以来侍奉他。
We cannot just serve him according to our own.
一方面讲到神在我们身上有绝对的主权。
On one hand, God has great the absolute sovereignty on us.
我们一起来读几处的圣经，好不好
？Let's read some passages.
生命记第十章。
Deuteronomy chapter 10.
你们如果没有带圣经，我就念给你们听。
Deuteronomy chapter 10。
所以侍奉的根据，第一件事情找到神的主权。
The first basis of our service is that God has sovereignty.
第十章十二节。
Chapter 10 verse 12。
以色列啊，现在耶和华你神向你要的是什么呢？只要你敬畏耶和华你的神，遵行他的道，爱他，尽心尽性侍奉他，这是神向我们所要的。
And this is what God asks of you.
保罗在罗马书十四章第八节告诉我们，我们活着是为主活，我们死是为主死。
Paul tells us in Romans that we live and die for the Lord.
他说我们或活或死，我们是主的人。
Whether we are living or dead, we belong to God.
他在我们身上有绝对的主权。
He has absolute sovereignty on us.
活是为他活。
So we live for him.
死是为他死。
And we die for him too.
哥林多后书第五章也说到，叫我们这些活着的不再为自己活，乃是替我们死而复活的主活。
So 2 Corinthians chapter 5 tells us, so that we who are living will no longer live for ourselves, but for the Lord who died for us.
而诗篇七十二篇十一节告诉我们，诸王都要来叩拜他。 万国都要来侍奉他。
And Psalm 72 verse 11 says, "All kings will bow down to him, and all nations will serve him."
弟兄姊妹，这是神定的永远的旨意。
And this is God's eternal will.
今天在世界上，也许我们不见到、看到列国列邦都在敬拜他。
Maybe in this world, we do not see that all nations are serving him.
当他驾云降临的时候
，But on that day when he descends on clouds,
多少人在荣耀的里面去见他。
So many people will get to see him in glory.
多少人在喜乐和荣耀的里面来侍奉、来敬拜他。
And so many will serve him in joy and glory.
但是有多少当初不肯侍奉他的，说大山啊倒在我们的身上，小山啊压住我们，让我们躲避他的愤怒。
And yet there will be many who will claim that mountains come down on us so that we can escape the wrath.
那时候诸王都要叩拜他。
Because at that time, all kings will bow down before him.
万国都要来侍奉他。
And all nations will serve him.
弟兄姊妹，侍奉的根据第一件事情是因为神拥有我们，他有主权，我们必须来侍奉他。
So our first basis for serving God is that he has absolute sovereignty and we belong to him. He owns us.
我想我们都买过车子，对不对？
We all have bought a car before.
有一次我们家的那个厢型车 caravan 的时候。
When we bought our caravan,
因为为了要省一点钱，所以我们买一辆是那个dealer已经开了几千迈了，但是还是有保证的，我们把它买下来。
In order to save money, we bought a floor model that already has thousands of miles.
假设。
Let's assume.
我付了钱以后。
After I pay.
他车子交给我了。
And then the car is delivered to me.
我开回家了。
And I drove home.
第二天早上我正好很高兴要上班的时候。
And the next morning when I was ready to go to work.
我一开门发现我的车子不见了。
If I discovered that my car was missing.
然后搞了老半天，原来他又给我拿去开走了。
And then I found out the dealer took it back.
我跟他讲说我已经给你买了，你为什么不还给我？
Then I would probably argue with him, I already bought it, how come it doesn't, you don't give it back to me?
他说我已经开得好习惯了，而且我还有一份钥匙嘛。
And then if he says, I'm already used to this car and I have another copy of key anyway.
你把它硬是要回来了。
And then finally you get your car back.
过了几天你又很急的时候。
And after a few days when you are in need of a car.
你突然是发现车子又不见。
And then you found out your car is missing again.
弟兄姊妹，我想我们在座没有一个人能够忍受这件事情，对不对？
I'm sure none of us can stand something like this.
我花了这么多钱。
I paid such price.
我把你买回来。
I bought the car.
本当是我的。
It belongs to me.
本当就是我。
It belongs to me.
它应该在我的手中随我的心意来使用。
It should be used by me according to my will.
你怎么有资格再随便拿回去呢？
How dare you take it back? You're not qualified.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们都是基督用他的宝血重价所买赎回来的。
And yet today, all of us were bought by Jesus.
这就是保罗说的，我活着不再是自己的人。
That's why Paul says, I no longer belong to myself.
我或活或死，我是主的人。
Whether living or dead, I belong to the Lord.
让我活着就不再为自己活，我是为我的新的主人来活着。
So that I no longer live for myself, but for my new master.
所以弟兄姊妹，侍奉第一件事情我们要看到 ，is our duty. 我们已经属于他的。
So to serve God is our duty because we already belong to Him.
弟兄姊妹，那就算我们本该来侍奉他。
So that even though we belong to Him and we ought to serve Him.
但是当我们堕落犯罪之后
，But when we fall.
我们已经失去了这个特权。
We lost this privilege.
我们没有资格来服侍他。
We're not qualified to serve him.
所以侍奉的根据的第二件事情讲到基督的救赎。
So the second basis of our service is the redemption of Christ.
我们原本就是属于他的。
We originally belong to him.
我们本来就该侍奉他。
We ought to serve him.
但是因为我们的犯罪
，But because of our sin,
让人没有资格再来侍奉神。
We were disqualified to serve him.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们不能够把侍奉讲低了。
So today we cannot talk about serving God as something very common.
好像教会在这里求人来侍奉神一样。
As if we're begging people to serve God.
今天神还肯把侍奉的机会给我们，是神怜悯我们。
So actually, it's God's mercy that we were given chance to serve Him.
我好多时候跟别的教会的牧者谈起来，我心里面真的都很难过的事情。
I often talk with other pastors, and then we have grievous in our hearts.
他们教会主日学老师怎么找都找不到人肯出来当主日学老师。
Some of their churches they just could not find people to teach Sunday school.
我说我们教会主日学老师还居然有 waiting list. 他们不敢相信的。
And they cannot believe that there's a waiting list for teaching Sunday school at our church.
弟兄姊妹，很多的事物在教会里面没有人要来做。
There were so many needs at church, yet no one cared.
这是因为我们不认识我们自己的情形。
That's because we do not understand who we are.
如果神真的开我们的眼睛,
If the Lord really opened our eyes,
看见像我这样子败坏满身罪污的人,
that we get to see we who are filthy sinners.
神今天居然用他儿子的血洁净了我。
And yet today we are cleansed by God with His blood of His Son.
使我可以重新来侍奉神。
So that I can serve Him again.
可以重新坦然无惧地来侍奉神。
So that I can serve Him again without fear.
我们要读两节的圣经啊。
Let's read some scripture passages.
我们请读路加福音第一章。
Let's turn to Gospel according to Luke. Chapter 1.
Chapter 1, verse 74.
This is one of the important purposes for being saved.
使我们可以终身 在他面前，而且坦然无惧的用圣洁公义来侍奉他。
So that we can serve Him without fear in holiness and righteousness before Him all our days.
凭着我们自己，没有一个人有资格可以坦然无惧的站在他面前。
Because by ourselves, none of us can stand before Him without fear.
凭着我们自己，没有一个人可以在主面前说我是用圣洁和公义来侍奉他。
By ourselves, none of us can claim that we can serve Him in holiness and righteousness.
希伯来书第9章14节。
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14.
基督借着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无耻的献给神。 他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？
弟兄姊妹，再一次讲到主宝血洁净我们，是为了叫我们侍奉永生神。 So the blood of Jesus cleansed us so that we get to serve the living God.
也侍奉的第二个根据,
so the second basis of our serving God
is
because the Lord has already paid the price with His blood.
我们再不配，当我们来到神面前的时候，我们知道主的血在我们的身上。
Though unworthy, when we come before God, we know that we are covered by His blood.
也因着这个，让我们在主的面前有一个把握，我们的侍奉。
And also because of this, we have this assurance that our service is pleasing to God.
我们来讲怎么样子在主的面前能够有合神心意的侍奉呢？
Then how can we serve God after His own heart?
弟兄姊妹，这个题目是一个很大的题目。
This is a big topic.
我这里一直在主面前有一个负担，可能明年我会有一段的时间讲到我们在教会里面的侍奉和建造。
I have this burden, maybe next year we will talk about how to edify and serve a church.
因为我们所有的信仰，所有的救恩，都不应该是为了我们个人的享受和需要而已。
Because all our beliefs and our salvation shall not just for our own purposes.
虽然蒙恩常常是我们第一个经历。
Usually being blessed is our first experience.
但在主的面前被建造，来完成神的心意，是神在我们身上更高的旨意。
But then yet there is a higher purpose that God wants to edify us so that His will be done on us.
今天早晨我在这里简单的提几个点，就我们怎么样子在我们的侍奉上能够越来越讨神的喜悦。
So that I'll touch up on a few points how we can serve God according to His own will.
第一件事情，神所要的侍奉是一个单一绝对的侍奉。
First, God wants us to serve Him only and absolutely.
好，上个礼拜我提过主耶稣受试探的时候。
Last week I mentioned that when Jesus was tempted.
路加福音第4章第8节，他回答撒旦说：“当拜主你的神，然后什么？单要侍奉他。”
And in Luke chapter 4, verse 8, when Jesus was tempted, he replied to the devil, says, "Worship God, the Lord your God, and serve Him only."
我不晓得我普通话标不标准。第一个是当，必须。 当拜主你的神，第二个是单单的单，单要侍奉他。So
you shall worship God and serve Him only.
一个是讲到必须，一个是讲到单一。So
that means you must and only.
所以我们讲到侍奉的第一件事情，讲到单一而绝对的侍奉。So
the first thing when we serve is that we serve Him and then only.
马太福音也讲得很清楚，一个人不能够侍奉两个主。
In Matthew, it tells us very clearly that no one can serve two masters.
我们不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。
Either you love the one and hate another, or you devoted to one and despise another.
这个道理我们很容易清楚的。
It's all very clear to us.
你脚踏两条船，你就不可能往前去的。
Because you cannot at the same time stand on two boats.
所以神在这里讲到第一件的事情是讲到我们必须要知道我们在这里侍奉必须是单一而且绝对的侍奉。
So the Lord tells us that when we serve Him, we have to serve Him only.
不仅仅讲到我们不能够去侍奉别的神或是世界。
Not only that we cannot serve other gods or the world.
就连在侍奉的里面这些事物甚至圣殿里面的仪文都不能够替代主。
But even the written code or the rituals in the ceremony cannot replace serving God.
我们是在侍奉神。
Because we're serving God.
这是第一件事情我们要搞得很清楚的。
And that's something we have to be very clear.
不然很多的时候我们在忙碌的里面我们就被事情霸占了。
And otherwise we often be preoccupied by matters.
或者被我们服侍的责任霸占了而忘了我们是来服侍神。
Or we're too occupied by our responsibilities that we forget we're serving God Himself.
我的小儿子好好他三岁的时候第一次当花童嘛。
When my second son was the ring boy for the first time, when he was three.
那是快三岁的时候。
He was about three.
那天我自己在那里穿西装打领带在那边预备自己的时候。
And when I was dressing myself that day.
我突然看见他那个小人忙进忙出的在那里找东西。
And then I noticed that he was busy looking for something.
然后拿着一个 sandwich bag, 那个装三明治的袋子。
And then he got a sandwich bag.
里面有一支绿色的水枪跟一支蓝色的水枪已经在里面。
And then he put two water guns in the sandwich bag.
他还在找第三支。
And he was looking for his third one.
我问他说你在干什么？
So I asked him, what are you doing?
他说我在预备枪啊，我说你预备枪干嘛？
He says, I'm preparing for my water gun.
他说我要跟新郎新娘玩呢。
Because I'm gonna play with the groom and the bride.
我说谁跟你讲当伴娘是叫你带枪去的
so I asked him who told you that
当花童是叫你带枪去的
who told you to prepare guns when being a ring boy
他说不然我站在那边干嘛好无聊
then he says then what should I do when I stand there it's so boring
他完全不知道他真正的使命是什么
he had no idea what his duty was
他整个的这个兴趣跟他的忠心还在自己的需要和看法上
because all his interest and attention were on his own
我说你什么都不好带哪里在人家婚礼上带枪给新郎新娘的
So I told him this is not a good news to bring water gun to the wedding
弟兄姊妹我们要知道我们到底在干什么
We have to know what we're doing
我们一切的事物透过一切的侍奉我们是在侍奉神
Through all our services we are serving him God himself
然后我们另外一方面就说到是专一
And then we have to serve him only
我们不可能又侍奉神又侍奉马门
It's impossible that we serve God and money at the same time.
弟兄姊妹，这两个东西是真实的冲突在我们的里面。
Because there are the real conflicts in us.
我想任何一个新娘永远不能满意新郎告诉她说，我已经把我的爱90%都给你。
90% of my love.
你如果早告诉我你只给我90%，我不会跟你站在这边结婚的。
So the bride will probably say, if you told me earlier, I would not be at this wedding.
我在大学认识一个弟兄，他长得蛮帅的。
I knew a brother, very handsome at college.
套用昨天那些妈妈们提醒我的，应该讲的长得很整齐、很干净，不要讲太帅、太漂亮的是吧？他长得真的是很帅。
And he was rather handsome and neat.
有一天他跟我讲。
And one day he told me.
我说你怎么大学快毕业了都还不交女朋友了
So I asked him, you're about to graduate from college, how come you still don't have a girlfriend?
他说他一直有一个很大的不甘心在他的里面
Because he just was not willing.
他不甘心全世界有几十亿的女人只有一个可以归给他
He was not willing and he can't just accept that there are millions and billions of women and only one can belong to him.
我一听我就知道他还没有成熟 enough 可以结婚。
Then I realized he was not mature enough to get married.
弟兄姊妹，当我们进入婚礼的时候
，When we walk into the aisle,
这个爱是一个 committed 的一个爱，是一个完全。
The love is a complete and committed love.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天侍奉神，神说不可以有掺杂。
So when we serve God, God says you have to serve me and it should be pure.
比那个婚姻里面不可以有掺杂还要绝对。
And it should be more pure and more absolute than marriage.
所以弟兄姊妹，第一件事情我们要学习的就是我们要来越来越求主把我们从世界里面转移出来，让我们清心的侍奉神。
So we need to ask the Lord to separate us from the world so that we can serve Him with all our heart. We need to pray and ask the Lord to help us. So how can the power of the world be diminished in our hearts?
不是借着我们讲一些道理，这些偶像就掉了。
It's not through sermons that this power will be diminished.
不是我们在这里推动一些活动，这些偶像就从我们心中出去了。
And it's not through church activities either.
也不是借着一些责备，这些偶像就可以出去的。
It's not through rebuking either.
原谅我说，甚至我们从偶像上受到伤害的经验，都不能叫偶像从我们里面出去。
Forgive me for saying that, but sometimes even if we are being hurt by the idols.Will not disarm the power of idols in our hearts.
神百姓的历史，我们个人的经历都告诉我们，我们常常崇拜偶像。
From the history of Israel and our past experience, we know that we often rebuild our idols.
因为这边只有借着无价之宝的一线。
Only through a glimpse of this treasure.
我们里面先要来渴慕主。
We need to long and thirst for God first.
我们求主来吸引我们，让我们能够快跑的来跟随他。
May the Lord draw us so that we will run after Him.
我们求主常常把他的荣美能够真正的来显现给我们，好让我们能够真实单纯的来侍奉他。
May the Lord often show us His glory so that we will serve Him wholeheartedly.
因为不然的话，这个看见摸得着的世界太可爱了。
Otherwise, this tangible, invisible world is just too lovable.
他可以借各样不同的方式来吸引我们。
It attracts us through all kinds of means.
它可以借着各样不同的方式来把我们陷在网罗里面。
And it draws us into snares through all kinds of temptations.
也许在金钱方面你吃了太多的苦头，在金钱上自由了。
Maybe you finally are free on the matter of money.
它可以在情感上成为你的网罗。
But then it will trap you with affections.
也许你在情感上受了太多的伤害，你自由了。
And maybe you're freed from the bondage of relationships.
弟兄姊妹，他可以借着别的成就来束缚你。
But then it will probably bind you through success.
我们需要神常常在我们里面显现他的美丽。
So the Lord, we need the Lord to often show us His glory and His beauty.
那为什么我这一系列一直要讲这个题目，与主更亲，爱主更深？
That's why I choose this series to love the Lord and to be closer to the Lord and love Him more.
因为除非我们自己跟主之间有一个真实第一手的关系。
Unless we have this true and first-hand relationship with the Lord.
那个活泼真实的关系，不然的话我们没有办法胜过这个世界。
We have a real and living relationship with the Lord. Otherwise, we cannot overcome the world.
第二件事情讲到我们的侍奉必须根据山上的样式来侍奉。
Secondly, we should serve according to the pattern on the mountain.
在希伯来书第八章第五节告诉我们说，当神当初嘱咐摩西，你所有所做的事情都要根据山上的样式。
Hebrews chapter 8 verse 5 says Moses was warned that everything that he built should be according to the pattern shown him on the mountain.
换句话说，我们的侍奉必须要照着神的旨意来侍奉。
In other words, we should serve him according to God's will.
昨天因为很忙，我们实在没有空做饭了，我们就出去吃饭了。
We were very busy yesterday, so we didn't have time to cook, so we went out to eat.
好累，在餐馆里面，这个看到一个菜想吃，但是前面画了一个红辣椒。
And when I look at the menu, there's one dish I wanted to eat, but then there's a sign of a red pepper.
所以我就跟那个 waitress 讲，我说这个菜可不可以叫他不要加辣。
So I asked the waitress if this dish can be cooked mild.
他说那个菜不加辣不好吃啊。
But she says, oh, it wouldn't be good without being spicy.
我跟他说没有关系，我说因为我对辣椒有点过敏啊。
But then I said,
我不能吃。
That's okay, because I'm sensitive to spicy food, I can't take them.
你们都知道那个菜来的有没有辣椒。
Then you can probably guess if that was spicy or not.
不然我不会讲，对不对？
Otherwise, I wouldn't mention it, right?
那个菜一上来的时候，他们红红的都是辣椒。
And then the dish was full of red peppers.
我就跟他讲，我说我不是跟你说我不能吃辣椒的。
So I asked her, didn't I tell you that I cannot take spicy food?
他说，哎呦，这个没有辣椒不好吃啊。
But she said it wouldn't be good without being spicy.
你碰到这样子的人，你还有什么办法？
So what can you do?
因为怎么今天我们很多时候侍奉神的时候，我们常常是这个样子啊。
But then we often serve God in the same way too.
我们可能有我们自己的一些看法和意思。
We have our own opinions.
因为怎么神特别对摩西说，你要很谨慎。
But then God especially warned Moses to be careful.
把你所做的要照着山上的样子。
Do everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain.
今天普天之下这么多的教会。
There's so many churches in this world now.
这么多人都在教会里面侍奉。
And many people are serving in church.
我们所有侍奉主的人都需要谦卑的有一个受教的心。
All of us who are serving God should be humble and to so that we can learn.
可能我们的侍奉，我们一切的工作，在神的眼中不算数。
It's very possible that all our services are deemed nothing before God.
是金银宝石呢，还是草木和弦？
Is it treasure stones or is it just straws?
每天神用他的火来试验我们。
That day the Lord shall test with its fire.
那天所罗巴伯拉起准绳来量我们的时候。
That day a measuring stick would be used to measure.
所有不照着山上的样式，一切都要除掉。
Everything that was not built according to the, mount, the pattern on the mount would be destroyed.
第二，我们那一天才来后悔说，主啊，我不是奉你的名做这个做那个，甚至赶鬼医病了。
Hopefully, we will not regret on that day and say, Lord, didn't we cast out demons and do healing according to your name?
主说我不认识你。
But the Lord says, I do not know you.
有的英文翻译叫做主说我没有办法 approve 你，我没有办法称许你。
Or maybe I do not approve you and I cannot praise you.
因为你不是遵照我的旨意行。
Because you did not do it according to my will.
所以山上的样式，神提醒摩西你要很谨慎。
So the Lord reminded Moses to be watchful.
每一件事情都要照着山上的样式。
Do everything according to the pattern on the mountain.
因为摩西太聪明。
Because Moses was too intelligent.
圣经告诉我们他学会了埃及一切的学问。
The Bible tells us he learned everything in Egypt.
弟兄姊妹，这个人太聪明了。
He's too intelligent.
神啊，你要举手一句话就好，你不需要这么啰嗦告诉我细节。
He can easily say, Oh, you want the tabernacle? Okay, just count on me.
交给我办就好了。
Just count on me, I'll get it done.
我办事你可以放心的。
Don't worry, I will do it well.
弟兄姊妹，神不许他这个样子做。
But then the Lord does not want him to do it that way.
我想约柜干嘛造的这么小的一个约柜呢？
He would say, How come the ark is so small?
要我们造就造一个大的约柜给神了。
Let's make a humongous one.
连尼布甲利沙造个金像都可以造六十轴这么高的金像当偶像来拜。
See the king Nebuchadnezzar built a big golden statue.
神造的西路波斯这个他们三轴小干什么？
But then the cherubim that God wanted to build was so small.
弟兄姊妹，神说你要谨慎。
But then the Lord says, be careful.
凡你所造的物件都要根据山上的样式。
So everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们每一个侍奉主的人都要学的。
And there's something we all have to learn.
第三件事情，我们学习在圣灵里面来侍奉。
The third thing, let's learn to serve in the Holy Spirit.
罗马书第七章第六节告诉我们。
Romans chapter 7 verse 6 tells us.
好的，叫我们脱离了律法以后，叫我们能够服侍主，是按着心灵的新样，而不是按着以文的旧样。
After being released from the law, we can serve in the new way of the Spirit.Not in the old way of the written code.
或是有的翻译叫做按着圣灵的新样，而不是按着以文的旧样。
Or in the new way of the Holy Spirit.
一方面说到我们不再凭着我们旧造天然生命来侍奉。
On one hand, it says we do not serve in the old way of our natural life.
我刚刚讲照着山上的样式，是指我们整个侍奉的进行必须照着神的蓝图。
But when we talk about the pattern on the mount.It says that we have to, in all the process, we have to do it according to God's blueprint.
这里讲到圣灵里的侍奉，说到我们侍奉的生命的源头必须是神。
And when we say we serve in the new way of the Spirit, it refers to that the source of our power to serve has to be from God.
我们侍奉的力量也是来自于圣灵。
The power of the, to serve has to be from the Spirit.
尤其这个从前有一听说有一个小小的故事，说有一个仆人有一天。他的主人有一个很重要的信，叫他赶快去寄。
There was a story that a master wanted the servant to mail something.
非常非常重要，要赶快快递寄出去。
And it's a priority mail that has to be sent right away.
那么他带着这个信，他就跑出去寄去了。
So the servant took this letter and went out to mail it.
然后回来的时候，主人问他寄了没有，他说寄了。
So when he came back, the master asked him, "Did you mail it?" And he said, "Yes, I did."
而且他非常高兴地告诉他的主人。一副带着邀功的心态告诉他的主人。
And he was rather pleased to tell his master.
他说我不仅仅寄了。
Not only that I mailed it.
而且我一毛钱都没有花。
I didn't even spend a cent.
主人说为什么没有花钱？
And then the master asked, How come you didn't spend money?
他说我到了油桶，我看着周围都没有人，我就把他丢进去了。
So when I approached the mailbox, I see that there's no one watching, so I just dropped it in.
就没有人知道你没有付钱的。
So no one knows that you didn't pay anything.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做照着自己的力量和意思来侍奉神。
You see, this is to serve God according to your own will and your own mind.
那个源头是我们天然的生命，我们的判断，我们的认为。
The source is our own natural judgment and our natural opinion.
弟兄姊妹，常常给神家带来难处。
But this often brings troubles to God's heart.
心灵的馨香，或是圣灵里面的馨香，说到我们在圣灵里面来侍奉神。
When we talk about the new way of the Spirit, it says we serve God in the Holy Spirit.
一方面说到我们得到了不断的得到的新的生命和力量来侍奉神。
On one hand, we keep receiving this new life from God to serve Him.
我们在这个新的生命里面，我们来侍奉神。
We serve God in this new life.
而另外一方面也说到我们脱离那些字句还有那些死的侍奉
On the other hand, we're freed from the written code and the dead service
我们里面是活的
We're living inside
弟兄姊妹一个对的侍奉我们里面应该是活的
If we're serving the right way, then we should be alive
那是一个圣灵的馨香越侍奉我们里面越有生命
If we serve in the Holy Spirit, the more we serve, the more life we will have
我们越侍奉我们里面应该越喜乐
The more we serve, the more joy we will have
那很多时候我们很容易掉到遗文的旧样里面去
But then we often fall into the old way of the ritual. Especially if we serve in habits.
慢慢我们失去了它真正的意义。
Gradually we lose the true essence.
因为这边心灵的馨香，它是每一次都是新鲜的。
If we serve in the new way of the Spirit, every time will be fresh.
主耶稣，我们在你的桌前，我们纪念你。
Lord, before your table, we remember you.
跟我们讲，主，我们在你的桌前又来纪念你，感谢你。
Or you can say, oh, in your table we serve you, we remember you.
你自己都可以 tell the difference.
You can tell the difference yourself.
真正从心里面对主讲话的时候
If we truly talk to the Lord from our heart,
何等的不同
how different it will be.
上礼拜我说 making a prayer 跟 talking to God 是两个完全不同的境界
Last week I mentioned that it's totally different talking to God and making a prayer.
你在那里做一个祷告跟真正跟神交谈两件事情
Really make a prayer or making just a prayer and talking to God are two totally different things
所以我们在这里做 service 侍奉跟我们在这里侍奉神两件太不同的境界
So performing a service is totally different from serving God himself
这叫做心灵的馨香
And that is the new way of the spirit
第四件事情讲到我们在爱的里面我们甘心乐意的来侍奉
Then we have to serve God in love with a willing heart
约翰福音十二章二十六节主说我在哪里服侍我的人也要在哪里
John chapter 12 verse 26 says wherever I am my servant shall also be
我们带着爱愿意来 follow 他
Because in love, we're willing to follow him.
哥罗西书三章二十三节到二十四节，我们一起读一下，这节很重要。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 and 24. Let's read together. Colossians chapter 3.
我们从二十二节后半读起，读到二十四节。不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的。总要存心诚实敬畏主无论做什么都要从心里做像是给主做的不是给人做的因为你们知道从主那里必得着基业为赏赐你们所侍奉的乃是主基督在这里特别讲到我们在这里做事要甘心的来做
It talks about that when we, whatever we do, we have to do it with a willing heart.
以弗所书第六章有一个类似的经文，也是讲到要甘心，要火热的来侍奉他。
It also mentions that in Ephesians chapter 6 that we have to serve God with a willing and fervent heart.
因为这边侍奉里面如果没有爱，这个侍奉在神的面前那个价值不高。
Without love, our service has no value in God's heart.
如果我们纯粹只是因为看见主权而来侍奉神，那虽然好，但是不是最好的。
If we only serve God because He's sovereign, it's good, but not the best.
没有一个侍奉比在爱的里面甘心的来做，更摸着被服侍者的心。
Nothing can touch the heart of those who are being served more if we serve with love and a willing heart.
家庭生活也是这样。
the same way with our family.
孩子去做家这些倒垃圾、洗碗，如果都是被你打去的才做，弟兄姊妹那个价值实在不高。
If all our children do housework because otherwise we will hit them and there's no value.
丈夫妻子之间的帮助，如果是因为吵架吵出来的，弟兄姊妹那个价值，很可惜啊。
And then husbands, the same way with husbands and wives, if they only help each other so that they will avoid quarrel, then that's not very valuable.
在旧约里面有些仆人，他们侍奉他们的主人。
So in the Old Testament, it mentions that some servants, they serve their master.
当时间到了，他们可以被称为自由的时候。
When the time comes that they can become free.
但是有一些的仆人，他们来找他们的主人。
And then there are some servants who will come to their masters.
我爱我的主人和他的一家，我不愿意自由出去。
And then they may say, I love my master and his household, and I will not want to go free.
这样子的仆人就被带到审判官的面前。
And then these servants will be brought to a judge.
把他们的耳朵贴着门框，找一个洞。
And then their ears will be pierced on the door frame.
这个人终身侍奉他的主人。
And then this person will serve his master all his life.
这个洞比今天年轻人戴耳环的洞不知道值多少钱，对不对？
And then that hole is much more valuable than the holes that we pierce for earrings.
这是一个十字架的印记。
Because that's a mark of the cross.
这是一个属神、终身归神、爱神的印记。
Because that's a mark that we belong to God and we will love Him and serve Him all our life.
完全从爱里面出来。
It's out of love.
所以当从爱里面出来的时候，这个人服侍就不会觉得勉强。
If it's out of love, then we will not feel being urged or pushed to serve.
他就不容易埋怨。
And then he will not complain easily.
而且更稀奇的一件事情，就是真的从爱里面来的服侍，他非常的主动。
And then even more wonderfully, services out of love will be more active and voluntary.
不用人催，不用人安排，他很主动的就会来寻求来做。
You do not have to urge him or force him or prearrange.
在台湾有经营之神称呼的王永庆先生。
There's a tycoon in Taiwan.
听说他年轻的时候，他做过很多很多这个不同的事业。
When he was young, he was in many different professions before.
他是从平地起身的一个人。
He started from nothing.
听说他有年轻的时候有一阵子他开米店啊，卖米的店。
When he was young, one time he owned a store to sell rice.
所有顾客来的时候，他不仅仅把米卖给他。
Whenever customers come, he not only sell them rice.
马上拿出簿子问客人：“你住在哪里？你家有几个人？几个大口？几个中口？几个小口？”我不晓得中国大陆来的听得懂听不懂这个。
And then he will bring out his notebook and then ask the customer like how many people in the household and how many adults and how many children.
翻译的很好哈，就是饭量是大口、中口、小口。反正 anyway， 他有了这些资料以后呢，他就跟客人讲说：“你以后不用担心你的米，你快吃完之前，米就会送到你家来。”
After he collected this data, and then he would tell his customer, "From now on, you do not have to come and buy rice. When your rice is about done, and I will deliver rice to your house."
几十年以前买米要走那么远，要去扛米，那是很麻烦的事情。
In 10 years ago, it was a difficult thing to go buy rice. It was rather tedious.
你就发现他的顾客真的都不需要去担心家里面的米什么时候吃完。
But then his customers do not have to worry when they will run out of rice.
快没有米的时候，家里面的米就上来了。
When the rice was about to run out, he would deliver more.
弟兄姊妹，为什么他能够成功？他全心都在他的 customer 身上。
So why could he become successful? Because all his heart was on his customer.
他不需要人家勉强他教他，他自己的心就在那里。
He did not have to be forced to think about his customer.
真正甘心乐意的侍奉，我们的心在主的身上。怎么样去叫他喜乐？
So if we truly serve God with heart, with a loving and willing heart, our heart will be on Him.
所以弟兄姊妹，求我们在一切的服事的里面，我们看见我们是坐在主的身上。
May we see that in everything we do it for the Lord.
无论做什么，我们是为主做。
Whatever we do it for the Lord.
这个 Mother Teresa 说，她碰到每一个病患乞丐，当她在那里大麻风的人，她在那里洗窗口的时候。他说我如同坐在主的身上。
Just as Mother Teresa says, whatever she did for a leper or for a sick, she considered doing for Jesus.
今天陈旭丹后面印的文章你们回家再看啊。那个鞋匠他说他修每一个鞋，他像是在为主修鞋一样。
Just like a shoemaker's story, he fixed every single shoes as if he does it for the Lord.
就是嘉荣弟兄在医院里面，我看到那么多弟兄姊妹那样子的爱他、关心他，这个不吃不喝的陪着他，我心里面非常的感动。
For the past week, when I saw so many brothers and sisters who would spend time to keep Brother Jarong's company in the hospital, my heart was greatly moved.
马太福音二十五章主告诉我们，凡是坐在弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我的身上。
In Matthew chapter 25, the Lord Jesus tells us that whatever you do to the least of these brothers, you are doing unto me.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
让我们知道我们侍奉是在侍奉他。
So that we know that when we serve, we're serving Him.
最后结束的时候，我们用约书亚的一句话来结束我们的信息。
Before conclusion, let's conclude with a passage in the book of Joshua.
我们看约书亚记最后一章。
Let's turn to the last chapter of Joshua. Chapter 24.
十五节
Verse 15,
至于你们以为侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住在这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。刚才我们讲到侍奉神是一个福分，也是一个本分。
So serving God is a blessing and also our duty.
侍奉神是一个理当如此侍奉，是一个理当，但是也是一个拣选。
Serving God is our, it's a reasonable thing and also it's a choice.
虽然我们理当来侍奉他，
even though we ought to serve Him.
但是在时间的里面，我们永远有拣选的权利。
But in time, we always have this free choice.
而这个拣选，我们要为着我们的拣选负最大的责任。
But yet, we have to be responsible for our choice.
约书亚太知道侍奉神的重要和可贵了。
Joshua knew the importance and then the meaning of serving God.
那120岁年老的时候，他告诉他的110，他告诉他们的这个神的子民。
So when he was in his old age, he told God's people.
你们如果以为侍奉耶和华为不好，
if you do not desire to serve God,
你们今天就可以选择所要侍奉的神。
Today you can choose your God to serve.
因为如果我们不是侍奉神，我们就是在侍奉马门。在神的眼中，只有这两种。
In God's eyes, if you're not serving God, you're serving money. That's all.
约书亚说，至于我和我的家，我们必定要来侍奉神。
But Joshua says, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们每一个人的生活就是一个侍奉的生活。
So that our life would be a serving God, a serving life.
打一个电话给福音朋友，关怀一个新来的，我们都是坐在主的身上。
Whenever we make a phone call or we have care for brothers and sisters, we do it for the Lord.
我们为了有需要在难处中的弟兄姊妹，我们扬声向神祷告，这都是侍奉。
When we pray for brothers and sisters who are in need, that's also serving God.
我们在教会的里面，我们扶持聚会，我们为讲台、为带诗的弟兄姊妹祷告，弟兄姊妹，我们都在侍奉神。
Whenever we pray for those brothers and sisters who are serving, we're also serving God.
无论做什么，
whatever we do,
像是给主做的。
Do it for the Lord.
而且我们从心里面为主做。
Out of our own heart, do it for the Lord.
我们这样必从主那里得到基业作为赏赐。
If we do so, we will receive inheritance as our reward.
为什么呢？因为我们所侍奉的是主基督。
Because the one we serve is Lord Jesus.
虽然我自己在服侍主的路上，好多事里面也蛮灰心、蛮疲倦的。
Even though I often feel frustrated and discouraged in serving God.
但是我曾经跟弟兄姊妹做过见证，我仍然会在这里做这样子的见证。
But then I have given the testimony before, and I will continue to give such testimony.
如果主再给我一次机会的话
，If the Lord gives me another chance,
我是说，如果我将来还有再生那么一次这样子的拣选的机会的时候
，I mean that if I have another life, that I will have another choice.
我仍然会趴在主的面前，求他怜悯施恩，让我能够来侍奉他。
I will still bow down before Him and ask for His mercy to give me a chance to serve Him.
在这样子的时代里面，要来侍奉神本身就是一个挑战。
It's already a big challenge to serve God in this generation.
世界的王想要得到世上的精华和最好的人。
Because the king of the world wants to get the best.
在座的每一个人，我们都是这个世界不配有的人。
Every one of us here is not worthy.To be of the world, because we belong to Him. Because we belong to this glorious God who created us.
我们最后再唱第一节跟第三节。
Lastly, let's sing stanza 1 and 3. If the message does not affect us, then it will not bring us blessing.
我们好不好都在主的面前立一个心愿，我们愿意来侍奉他。
How about let's make a wish that we will serve God?
也在教会的里面，我们自己祷告神，仰望他的指点，让我们至少做一件事情。
And then let's look upon for His mercy and His guidance that at least we will do one thing at church.
为着神，为着他的家，我们甘心在这里服侍他。
For God and for His house, let's serve with willing heart.
不管搬运，不管整洁，不管招待，不管任何的服侍。
Whether it's for transportation, it's for ushering or whatever.
或下礼拜我们的整洁。
Or maybe our cleaning next week.
我们都在主的面前把自己奉献上来，真觉得在侍奉他。
Let's all offer ourselves and know that we are serving Him.
原谅我说，就连我们礼拜天的早晨，有一个最好侍奉的挑战。
We already have a very good challenge on Sunday morning.
礼拜天早晨我们准时来聚会。
How about come to meeting on time?
哪里有叫王在这里等我们的呢？
Have you heard of asking the king to wait?
应该是我们都预备好了要来朝见他。
We should all get ready to meet him.
我们都预备好我们的心要向他献上赞美，献上敬拜。
We should be ready to give him praises and
因为我们最近几个礼拜教会迟到的情形非常的严重。
Because now, recently the situation is getting worse. That people are getting late.
如果我们偶尔有特别的事情耽误了，我们都能够了解。
We all understand that sometimes we would have something that would delay us.
但是不要让它成为一个习惯。
But don't make it a habit.
应该是一个好习惯。
We should have good habits.
在好习惯的里面，我们配上信心，配上爱。
And then in good habits, let's mix it with faith and love.
我们真像圣经上说的，我们带着诚心和充足的信心。
That's with a sincere and faithful heart.
我们来亲近他。
Come near him.
弟兄姊妹，这就是一个很美的侍奉。
And this is a beautiful service.
我们一起来学习。
Let's learn it together.
我们最后唱第四节，唱完我们有些祷告。
Lastly, let's sing stanza 4 and we'll pray. Thank you.